Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats defense has been impressive so far this season, and they held the Bucs to without a touchdown in Sunday's victory. Bill Belichick joined Scott Zolak in the Patriots All-Access TV studio on Wednesday to show how practice performance translated to game performance for cornerback Aqib Talib and much more from an X's and O's standpoint. Here's this week's edition of Belichick Breakdown.
Time now for this week's Plays of the Week. And Coach, heard your quarterback talk to your team prior to this game, how critical practice is and getting ready to play the games. So here you are sitting at 3-0. What happened in practice last week as we take a look at your defense?
Well, you know, we'll start with this play defensively. This is Talib in the slot, and he's going to cover an out route by it's actually Gronkowski running it, who would have been Vincent Jackson. And you'll see the way that Talib undercuts this route in practice and makes a nice play on the ball. This is, one thing that, technique that he worked on. We worked on in practice, executed it well in practice. And then similar situation comes up in the game on the other side of the field. So this is Jackson here in the slot, and that's Talib on him in this coverage. The same reverse of what we just saw in practice, but the same technique, the same idea. So Aqib comes up, he undercuts the out route there, and is able to pick it off there before the half, set up the field goal for us right before halftime. So it's a big play, but very similar to what he did in practice, and that's the importance of practice.
We've been here before. I've done this before with you each and every year, and there's multiple situations where you guys really hit something on practice and really translates on Sunday.
Well, I think it really did this week against Tampa, and players did a good job in practice, and a lot of those things showed up in the game.
All right, here we go on offense. Of course, you guys had Vollmer go down. In comes Marcus Cannon. Tom's pointing out the mic now.
Right, and this is a running play, and the key point on this running play, the way Tampa plays defense is they try to take away every gap, and they're very fast and athletic, and they squeeze each gap with on the front side, trying to get the ball turned back in and then run it down from the backside. And so on this play, you can see how much the defense stretches, and Conley works the tackle out. Devlin leads up on the linebacker, but the key part of the play right here is on the backside between Ryan Wendell, Logan Mankins, and Nate Solder on the backside, cutting the defense off here so that we actually have a situation where the defense is cut here and it's running here to turn the play back in, but they just can't get there from the backside, and so there's the natural running lane. Devlin finishes it off by kicking Foster out, and Bolden Brandon makes a nice cut here of stretching, and then cutting it up inside. But it's a real good job here by the backside blocks. And you always think about the guys at the point of attack and the guys that are making the blocks, where the play is designed to go. But against this defense, and in this case, the backside is what really made this play go.
Right, I heard Logan Mankins talk about it after the game. He said Tampa's a defense, exactly to what you said. They get swaying one way, and there's really no running lanes. And he said the back showed great patience, and Bolden did it right there. Wait, and then pick your spot.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really well-executed play up front, and a good job of hustling on the backside by Logan, Nate, and Ryan Wendell to cut that off. And, this is an interesting situation. We had four fourth down plays come up in the game against Tampa. This is a 4th-and-13 play. There'd be a real long field goal into a little bit of wind. Plus, they were behind in the game. And so this is a situation where Hightower and Mayo timed this up nicely with the quarterback on the Freeman on the silent count. They come in here and kind of cross blitz up the middle. And Tommy Kelly does a good job here of working to the outside and containing Freeman and pulling him up. Rob Ninkovich actually has the running back here in coverage. So when Martin steps up to try to block Mayo, actually misses him here, but when he tries to step up and block him, Rob's got him in case it's a screen or a check through or something like that. But as Freeman scrambles out, Kelly does a nice job of pulling him up. Mayo's got the pressure from the inside, and Devin McCourty here makes a real nice play coming from the middle of the field and overlapping all the way outside. To break up this fourth down play. So, again, good team defense, good rush, good coverage, good pressure up the middle, and, four fourth down stops, that's a season's worth.
I remember last week against the Jets, Vince Wilfork extends the play, makes Geno Smith pull up. Arrington got in there, got the arm, and you end up getting a turnover there, too.
Exactly, very similar play.
They keep scheduling them, you keep playing them, 3-0. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.